Charles and Lydia had quite a reputation for delivering a stand-up performance. I was surprised when my contact invited me to join.
I glared at him. My legs closed tight. I have to listen to my... What the hell?
I don't know. You got spoken. Let me see your Connecticut.
See, these outtakes should be saved.
I don't bother chasing mice around.
These...
Whoa!
These should be saved. They should be.
Including you gargling?
Sure. It's hot.
It is hot. It's hot.
It's hot. It's hot. It's
Elaine,
hot.
When you gargle, my skin tingles.
Okay, so where am I? I glared at him. Okay.
My time there was spent gathering intelligence, nothing more.
How convenient. You know what? I raised my head slowly until I met his gaze. Take these cash pushed ka.
Plaza?
Kaza.
Kashka?
Kashka.
Kashka Varishka?
Kishka.
Kishka.
Who stole the kishka? Someone call the cops.
I don't know what that is.
Poke song.
Of course.
He removed the ice cube from between his lips and spoke.
You need to trust me.
Sorry.
Audiobooks for dogs.
My moment of embarrassment at the scattered items strewn across the dresser top passed when he pulled
But now I know who some of the players are.
So what are you... I cleared my throat, not sure if I wanted to know the answer. I mean...
I'm gonna catch that bus, so I'll get back to you a little later.
You but motherfucker, no. You promised
me
you'd stay!
I'll be right back.
Oh no, you motherfucker!
I just have to go down
no!
and get some government cheese.
I'm changing. I'm shifting into a werewolf. I'm going to chase after you.
Wait, I'm shifting into a badger.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I can't fuck a badger. Your penis will be way too small. I need wolf cock.
Oh, God. Wolf cock.
Wolf cock.
Wolf cock. It's supper time. Wolf cock.
Wolfcock?
Wolfcock von Stuppenbaby. Stuppenbaby! Wolfcock!
It's Prince Schnitzel Day. Wolfcock! Wolfcock!
Mama! Mama! What is it?
It's Wednesday! It's Prince Schnitzel Day!
I'll be right there! There's my schnitzel! There's my schnitzel!
Oh my God, I'm having a hot flash!
Any idea how much carbon dioxide is in this little room?
Cleared my throat, not sure if I wanted to know the answer. I mean, what are we going to do now?
I'd say get you to a gastroenterologist.
I know, really.
Have you had a colonoscopy?
Ben Nova.
I just happen to have a scope with me.
Where are those handcuffs?
You're going to feel a little pressure. We're together now. That's all that matters.
The last thing I remembered before succumbing to a goat.
The last. Meh!
Mama, can I have some goat with my schnitzel?
Oh, God. Fucking thing. Jesus Christ. That's what I get for getting a tablet for $4.
Chapter 3. Fragile.
I woke up from the strangest dream. Xavier with handcuffs. Creepy society bullshit. Menage a cock.
Menage a caca?
Caca.
Caca duty. All right, focus. Stop messing around.
See, this is what you should send to Renee.
Caca duty.
What happens when we're in the booth? Is it? Do we get turned on?
Yeah. Caca duty.
Okay. He glanced up into my eyes, and he spoke against my wet flesh.
Nothing more delectable than the way a woman smells and tastes after orgasm.
His cheeks glistened when he removed his face.
Makes my cock harder than... Makes my cock harder than steel.
Xavier, all but...
Sorry, I could do that again. I said steel.
Harder than steel.
They never demanded my acquiescence, but one day I'd stifle my objections long enough to find out what giving in was like, to allow them to take what they needed. But until then, I'd fight you.
Good. That makes the prize more exciting. Gives me an excuse to redden your bottom before X and I take turns fucking it.
My mouth gaped open.
And I sneezed all over Sebastian's jacket.
Hold on, I gotta take these earrings off. They're clicking against my...
Flecks of mucus and snot dotted his Dolce and Gabbana.
He's wearing a t-shirt with a blazer.
A blazer, yeah.
It's Dolce.
Something that I sneezed out was still moving.
Sorry, that was really hot, huh? The tall, dark-haired man behind the podium also wore a mask. His was rimmed in red.
What can I get for you this evening, sir?
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. I was telling them about Aunt Rose last night at dinner, too. And every time Joel would go to the bathroom, I'd go, Joel, are you okay in there?
Oh, my God. You've turned me into a snorter. I was never a snorter before you came around.
I know. You caught my snorting.
You understand.
He pointed first to me and then to Sebastian.
They are your responsibility. Yes.
Care to share anything with the class?
Okay.
Oh, my.
You do not offer any part of your body to another man unless I say so.
I fought the confusion that engulfed me with his actions. What?
What?
I fought the confusion that engulfed me with his actions? I fought the confusion that
engulfed me. Yeah, he grabbed both of your arms. That's his action. You don't understand why. The guy asked you to give him your wrist. You give him the guy your wrist, and he's pulling your wrist back.
I know, but I fought the confusion that engulfed me. Oh, I'm just going to say it.
Makes sense to me. I think it makes perfect sense.
We've got about 3 minutes of narrative on here.
I'm trying.
8 minutes of fucking around, snorting, sneezing.
I couldn't help the sneeze.
I'm not blaming you. Me too.
I fought the confusion that engulfed me with his actions, but when I...
Sorry.
Here we go.
I love breasts too much to give up women.
He latched his hands on the back of my thighs, spreading my legs.
Open your legs a little more. The stance will make you more relaxed for when he takes you. I'm a little excited.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
I tweak on your nipple, you pull on my snout.
A cool, wet liquid dripped between my cheeks. Sebastian latched onto one of my swaying breasts. With his other hand, he stroked his cock. Xavier's thumb found my fucking bus.
All aboard!
The fuck?
We're driving up Elaine's coach. Get on board. Got your tickets? It's the cooch coach.
Oh. It's only 3 pages, he says. It's only three.
It's only three.
Margot groaned.
Would you like that, Elaine? We could feel you and each other at the same time.
It was my turn to moan. Yes. Was that terrible? That's pretty awful. I was trying to moan and say yes.
You sound like a club baby seal for a second.
Yep. Yep. We're never going to finish this
chapter.
Yes, we
are. Shut up. We're going to finish it. Come on.
It was my turn to moan. Yes. Still not so good.
No, that was better. Okay. I think you could do it better, though.
It was my turn to moan. Yes. Marco began slamming into me.
Slamming?
Son of a bitch! I have such mouthy mouth noise. Oh. No, it's terrible.
This will be.
That will be.
An everlasting love. This will be. The one I've been waiting for. Loving and squeezing and hugging and kissing. Pulling my pupuk.
Come on, we gotta finish this.
I know!
We're almost done.
I know.
We're almost done.
I know.